every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely, JT. And guess what? I want all our 6.5 million listeners to go to MouthingOffEntertainment.com and check JT and myself out and get yourself some of the lover and Jeff Taylor. And you know what's really cool? I got to give a shout out to a girl who's in rehab. You know, probably one of the prettiest and talented girls on the planet, Liv Morgan. She's in your neck of the woods training and getting ready to return to the ring in 2026. And our hats and Mouthing Off are off to you, Liv. You little superstar, you're doing great.
I have to admit, Eddie, you said I wanted to give a shout out to someone in rehab, and I was like, oh no, is one of our fans in drug rehab? But no, Liv Morgan is rehabilitating her body to get back in the ring, yeah. And I couldn't be happier to find out that that's the case. I hope you get back soon, Liv.
Yeah, you know, she's a true superstar, and the WWE really, really misses her. When you look back what happened this weekend, it's really astounding. In college football and the NFL on all the stuff that went down. It's pretty cool, though.
There is so much to talk about in college football, in the NFL, Major League Baseball. It's set who is going to be playing for the title in Major League Baseball. WWE, we're going to get into. And, of course, Jabroni of the Week, Eddie. Big sports weeks, obviously, this time of the year. Basketball tips off its season. Hockey has gotten up and running. Major League Baseball, we're at the precipice of crowning a new champion. Will it be the same champion? Football, it's in the middle of both of those seasons. It's just a really great time in sports all
over.
You know
what I'm really excited about on this show, Jeff, is us discussing all these big-time coaches with all these big payouts getting their ass fired.
And we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Staples presents, That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Until 11-1, select models only.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scott's and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Mouthing Off. We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, JT, let's talk about Big Shot Man. Thought he could take the place of a legend, Joe Paterno. You know, you can't replace Joe Paterno at Penn State. He was Penn State. You know, James Franklin, they told you to hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more. Take your money and run. Just leave.
You know what you can replace, Eddie, is those tired old boots you got on your feet. And you can do it at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com. Check them out. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you. Eddie, the reality of it is that I don't know what's going on in Penn State right now. This is a team that is on the heels of making it to the national championship last year. And I just don't, or one step from the national, they did play Ohio State in the national championship game. I don't know how the wheels fell off so quickly. And do you think
Franklin can't win the big one? Well, he just never could. You remember we'd had that discussion. This guy always is a bridesmaid, never the bride in Penn State. But Paterno was used to being a bride more than it was a bridesmaid. And so if you want to replace a legend, play like it and coach like the legend.
It's college football. I mean, really, these days, it's not the same as it used to be. But for every school, except for quite few, you still have to build a team over a process to compete for a national championship. And college football has gotten a little ugly. Are we seeing the same teams competing for national championships over and over and over again, and nobody else seeming to be able to reach the precipice? Sure, that's been the case for the last decade, maybe two decades. But with the NIL money,
Saban stopped. When Saban retired and went to Espen, you know, now he's giving everybody else a shot.
Ohio State?
Well, Ohio State's always been there.
That's what I'm saying. It's been the same teams over and over and over again.
Yeah, but that's because they recruit and they buy the best players that money can buy.
They do.
And now Penn State can't be bitching and moaning, Ohio State this, Ohio State that. No, you go buy your players. You got a bunch of money at Penn State. Penn State's got a lot of money. And Happy Valley, you can make Happy Valley really happy if you brought a national championship in there. They wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And really, Penn State didn't win a whole lot of national championships under the legendary coach. So I don't know why
they won enough, a lot more than they did under James Franklin. I can tell you that.
He coached there for like more than half my life. What do you expect? But anyway, James Franklin paying $49 million for him to go away right now, I thought was a bad move, bad face on Penn State. I'd like to know the ins and outs of what was going on behind the scenes. Maybe there is a reason why you move on from that guy.
Oh, not winning.
But that's not a good enough reason for me. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's not.
At a big school like Penn State, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ask Bill Napier, who just got canned at Florida.
Yeah.
Because of what?
Because he's never been good. He's never been good. It's the same thing as if Florida State would have moved on from Norvell after having a terrible...
They're going to do that real soon, and that'll cost them about $50 million.
I don't think they're going to do that at all. He's a good coach. They...
Well, let me tell you, a good coach, the damn guy hadn't won an ACC game in the last 2 years.
And
he's in the ACC, isn't he?
He was undefeated 3 years ago. Undefeated.
That's 3 years. I said 2 years.
I know. I? Yeah, but we've had this discussion before.
He got a payday off of that 13-0 season, but then he went from 13-0 to 1-15. How does that happen, Jeff?
I'll tell you.
He's a great coach, right?
No.
Oh, he's a great coach, Jeff. He went from 13-0 to next year with the same damn players. 1-15.
No, not with the same damn players, Eddie. That's where you're wrong. We've had this discussion. Yeah. No, he did not. He had 10 guys drafted out of that floor, 10 starters drafted off of that undefeated team. The reason why he couldn't recruit there is because Florida State, undefeated, their quarterback gets hurt, and the committee that puts people into the playoff says Florida State's not good enough without their quarterback. We're not going to let Florida State play for the national championship. It's a big problem. Guys don't play in their bowl game. It's ugly. It makes it hard to recruit.
About, Florida State, people getting drafted and all this. What about the University of Georgia? The Eagles' whole defense is the University of Georgia. So, I mean, you can't say, well, how did Kirby Smart all of a sudden, is he that smart? He brings in all these new guys and
Eddie,
has a
they
great
haven't,
defense again?
They haven't made a Georgia team that was undefeated. They haven't told them, no, you're not good enough to play in the playoff. That's never happened. You're arguing apples and oranges here. Florida State definitely got screwed.
I just stated the truth that he hasn't won a game in 2 years in the ACC. And that's, if I am not mistaken, that's where he is. That Florida State plays in the ACC, correct?
Yes. Okay. Listen,
yeah, and he hasn't
won a game
in 2 years.
I'm sorry that you found one little nitpicky thing to go after. I lay out
How
a perfect explanation.
Jeff?
Because I've laid out a perfect
13,
explanation. You won't listen to me.
13-0 the next year. He gets a payday. Then he gets 13-0. He goes, gets a payday. And then he goes 1-15. All of a sudden, he gets stupid.
Are you going to ask me how that happened again? Because I can repeat everything I just said.
It doesn't mean it's soup. Like Arkansas. Look at Florida. Fired Napier.
Yeah.
Arkansas fired.
Yeah, these coaches all suck. They all have never had success. All of them. When we go down the list of James Franklin, I don't agree with. Florida firing Billy Napier, it's about time. Arkansas firing Sam Pittman, okay. Oklahoma State firing Mike Gundy, it's about time. Florida State firing Mike Norvell would be an absolute disaster, just like it could potentially be a disaster for Penn State firing James Franklin. We don't know yet. When you got a guy there that has had success and they hit a bump in the road, you can't move on from them because obviously they know how to coach. James Franklin knows how to coach.
I think Penn State's going after a guy like Lane Kiffin.
We'll see what happens in Penn State. Obviously, Lane Kiffin would be a great opportunity for them. We were talking Cignetti last week. He's off the table. He got a huge payday.
Well, as soon as we talked about it, bam, they signed him to 8 years, $94 million.
Somebody up there is listening.
Somebody is. I mean, because it didn't take long to tie him up, man.
Chris Morton's son won his first game as the head coach of UAB, Alex Mortensen. They upset Memphis, ranked number 22 before that loss. And I'll tell you what, there were a decent amount of upsets in the top 25 this week. Miami falls to Louisville. I told you last week, I knew one of these was on the table, and bam, it happened.
And it was your guy. You know, that's how come Georgia Bulldogs got rid of that high-priced quarterback. just because he doesn't win the games you got to win. That's the only problem I got with him. He's a great quarterback, but he just doesn't win the games he needs to win.
What a heel turn by Eddie Mansfield, the biggest Carson Beck fan to off the bandwagon there.
Well, hey, I'm not off the bandwagon. It's just the dadgum truth, man. When you look at his track record, yeah, he don't win the big one at all. That could have almost made them number one if they had beat Louisville. So you just got to get all them jock sniffers are Ohio State guys, and that's the problem. Always have been.
Vandy goes into LSU, number 17 in the nation, beats number 10 in the nation. Vandy's looking pretty good. Let's discuss this. You know, there were some upsets. I'm going to say that there were upsets all over the college football, and there have been since the NIL. It seems like things are going to be different in college football. But I wanted to ask you a question before we started the show. I thought about this. Do you think there will be a two-loss team in the playoff, regardless of whether or not one of these other teams is undefeated? If you have an SEC team with two losses, do you believe, or Notre Dame for that matter, do you believe they will hop over someone undefeated, as seems to happen often in college football?
Well, when it comes to Alabama, it's really weird. You see Alabama's ranking right now, and they have two losses.
Yeah, they're number four in the nation with two losses.
Yeah, and there's a lot better, you know, well, better records. I don't know about better teams, but, you know, when you look at an SEC team and they got two losses, well, they play a tough schedule. Yeah. There's no pansy games in an SEC schedule, really.
Hey, let's get back to this after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, we're talking about Coach Sig. You know, those Hoosiers are 7-0, and they're like ranked third in the daggum country, man. I mean, when's the last time you ever heard of an Indiana Hoosier football team ranked number three in the country? I have, in my whole life, I've never have.
They have gone out and beaten the teams that they're supposed to beat, and they've also beaten the teams that were better than them, as I use air quotes, in the rankings, and they're the real deal. And I'm still hearing naysayers when it comes to Kurt Cignetti and Indiana Hoosiers, but they look like a team that's going to have to be reckoned with. It's unfortunate because they share a conference that they have not played Ohio State yet, because I would love to see Ohio State take a loss to an Indiana. And we were talking about it before the break. Let me jump over real quick, really, and give a shout out to our friends over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com. Go check them out. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you. We've expanded the playoff, and the expansion of the playoff was to give opportunities to more teams. But it seems to me, thus far, it's just giving more opportunities to the same old teams that were getting opportunities before. And this particular season, we're going to find out again what happens here, because right now we have a 7-0 Georgia Tech that's ranked number 7 under Alabama, Georgia, and Oregon, all one-loss teams. Miami's in the ACC, and they were ranked number 3 when they had no losses. Why is Georgia Tech being disrespected like this?
Well, that's what I don't understand. And I believe that if they continue to play the way they are, you're liable to see the first time in the history of college football, there'll be two championship games in the great state of Georgia. That'll be really cool for football. Georgia Tech's a great story. It's kind of like an Indiana. What a quarterback Georgia Tech has with Haynes. I mean, Haynes is a good quarterback. And he's a rugged kind of dude. You know, he just kind of like the guy with Vandy, kind of took the team on his shoulders and said, we're going to win whether you like it or not. How about that? And boom.
It's awesome to see. I feel like the NIL has changed the landscape of college football, and there are going to be teams that are able to bring in. It's going to be like professional sports. They're going to find a quarterback, say like Haynes, and then they say, okay, we need to supplement this quarterback. And they're going to go out and buy a receiver, buy a running back, buy a left tackle. And now right. You can supplement that good recruit that you have. And there's multiple ways to do it. We see teams like Miami and Florida State going out and buying a quarterback every year now, it seems, to take over. And they're not going to recruit quarterbacks anymore. They're going to steal the high recruits of teams that have either a wealth of young quarterbacks or are moving on from a guy who, in the case of Carson Beck, you know, got hurt and lost his position. But either way, they're going out and getting other people's top prospects to come in. And they're not even, I don't think Miami is even recruiting quarterbacks now. They're like, that's the position we're going to pay. We'll recruit everywhere else.
Just buy them. And you know, it used to be on any given Sunday. Now in college football, it's on any given Saturday, things will happen. And it just proved it this past weekend, which is great for sports fans. I mean, if you're a college football fan, which there's multi-millions of you, and NFL, now you got really cool stuff to really cheer for. You can have a great team at a so-so, you know, level in college and have a great team.
It's changing everything. I don't know if it's going to be a problem or a solution. College football needed some form of solution, though, because I do feel like there were a lot of people who were getting sick and tired of the playoff system, which was supposed to fix the AP and coaches poll system that was giving championships to teams that there were arguments for other teams.
Jeff, when you look at the SEC, when they would have the Chick-fil-A playoff for the SEC championship, the problem was one of those guys would either go in there undefeated or both teams undefeated, and one will lose, and then the other one lost its credibility all of a sudden because it got beat by an undefeated champion of the SEC. And maybe this has changed the landscape of college to make it more reasonable and fairer to all the way down the line. You know, it's not going to be fair because, you know, if you're not cheating, you're not winning with the SEC.
I was talking more about, you know, the Georgia Techs that are 7-0, the BYUs that are 7-0 that are going to make a statement like, hey, you know, we play the schedule that is scheduled and we win all of our games. Now that you have this playoff, why can't you put us in there? Those teams lost a game. You say they lost to a better team than us? Let us prove it. They have not ended the argument in college football.
Well, here's where you're on the snide. You know, you asked me about the two lost teams. Well, Notre Dame has two losses right
I know.
Now, and they're ranked like 12 in the nation.
I
why?
Know. Well, because they're one of the teams that benefits from whomever is making
benefits
these decisions.
From all those jock sniffers that were they came out of Notre Dame that believe in don't you ever write bad stuff about those Catholics. It's just like a I don't know how to say it without getting in trouble. So it's just I'm just saying that it's you know screw it. You know something, these writers are Catholic and they're kissing those Catholics' ass and they're putting a two loss team in the 12th seed, which they should be in the 22nd seed, not the 12th seed. You lost two games, so what? You lost two games. Well, too bad. I don't care if you touch down Jesus or not. He's not, you know, wherever your prayers are, they're not working for you. You got two games and you already lost. And so that's the way I look at it.
I agree. I think that they have, for so long, before we got to the playoff, you would see a team with one loss that would win the championship because the coaches and the AP chose them. They anointed them the champion. And really, a lot of the time, they were the best team. But there was an argument to be had. So they said, we're tired of these arguments. We're going to have a playoff. So now we have a playoff. But they're like, well, these teams on paper are better than these other teams, even though these other teams won all of their games. So
you know what's really funny, Jeff? They thought that they could cure what's ailing college football, and they just made it worse.
Yeah. I really think that they should do what basketball does, and I know it expands the amount of time they have to play, and it doesn't have to be 64, but let's go to 16 and see if that finally cures this ailment. But really,
wait, now you're gonna give every damn body a trophy?
No, only one team,
you know,
wins.
That's like woke.
Only
okay,
one team
well,
wins.
Let's give all these woke people 16 of you. We'll just expand it to 20.
My bad. It's woke of me to think that a one loss Alabama and a one loss Georgia should get to be in the playoff when Georgia Tech and BYU are undefeated and they don't get to get in. How woke of me to feel that way?
Well, you should. Shame on you for feeling woke at all, man. You know.
I don't.
No, that's bad.
I don't.
Jeff Taylor feeling woke. I'm really hurt with that, ladies and gentlemen, across the world. You know, my partner over here is woke. Can you believe that?
No, nobody believes that because they heard what I said and they understand my argument. Nobody thinks I'm woke for saying that we can't keep screwing these teams out of competing for a national championship because the headlines are more about the other teams. It's literally the headline getting teams that get these opportunities. Notre Dame has gone in and gotten smashed in the playoff more than once. And at some point you have to say, hey guys, maybe Notre Dame isn't as good as you guys think they are. You keep giving them the opportunity and they keep getting wiped off the map every time you give them the opportunity. Stop. They were good last year. They deserved it last year, but there were teams that probably would have done better in a playoff game than them. You know, Eddie,
already got two losses while they ranked.
I don't know. This is what I'm saying. I mean, we're arguing the same issue at this point. We've talked for two segments about college football. We still have to talk about the NFL and Major League Baseball, but we're running out of time.
You're talking about, here's what I want to say about the NFL.
Okay.
You know who's the best team in the NFC, without a doubt? Well, it's the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
When they put a smackdown on Tampa Bay Bucks like they did, Tampa Bay is probably the best team in the NFC. And Detroit proved that they are the best team. When you lay a smack on Tampa like they did, oh, my goodness gracious. That proves it.
Yeah, there are a lot of good teams in the NFC. Detroit is very good. We've got to find out, as we did last year, whether or not they can win in the playoffs. But during the regular season, again, they are top of the mountain in the NFC. The Eagles are still a team that everybody's going to have eyes on because they made it to the Super Bowl last year. They won it last year. And so until you knock them off, they're still considered one of the best teams in the NFC. Tampa obviously took a thumping by Detroit, but nobody's writing them off yet. It's really balanced in the NFC and the AFC right now. It's an exciting season in football, and the playoff.
Well, when you look at the one of the best teams, period, Indy Colts.
Yeah, they
with Danny Dimes. I mean, come on.
You're not going to get an argument.
He just went in there and said, okay, I finally found my team. I finally found the offense that they can work things around my talent and not make me do something that I don't know how to do.
Yeah.
So the hat's off to the Indy staff, because they took what he's a good quarterback, and he's proven it. I mean, look what Indy looks great, defensive and offensive and special teams. They're really coached up right now. They're looking really good.
All right, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and they're so good. You're going to wish you had enough hands for a second cart. Save on cozy tees for women, comfy jeans for boys, refreshed essentials for your home, and so much more. Because when prices are this low, self-control is overrated. Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, Connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Baseball is just as hot as the continental lover. And I'm loving it going into World Series time. You got those West Coast. Oh, boy. Dodgers going against the Toronto Blue Jays. And, you know, the former Astros MVP of the World Series, Springer, put the Blue Jays back in the World Series. That guy's a clutch hitter. You can talk about Guerrero all you want. When the money's on the line, put that Springer kid up there and he'll hit one out for you.
Man, those Guerreros in Canada, huh? Vlad Guerrero, Montreal Expos legend. Now Vlad Guerrero Jr. signs a long-term contract to stay in Toronto. Those guys are Canadian legends coming from the Dominican Republic and going up and living in the great white north. What a weather shock
for
them.
Funny money. They getting paid all that funny looking money.
Hey, we need to shout out the new website, mouthingoffentertainment.com. Mouthingoffentertainment.com. Go over there and check that out if you would like to know more about the continental lover and his co-host, mouthingoffentertainment.com. Blue Jays and Dodgers. Dodgers are defending World Series champions. You know, it's a all-star team in Los Angeles. And the Phillies and the Dodgers was somewhat compelling, but the Dodgers were clearly heads above Philadelphia. And that left the AL series to give us some drama. And Eddie, boy, did it bring the drama. I really found myself thinking, I'm sad that we can't just, you know, end this series, whoever wins it, and then just play this series again for the World Series and just give the Dodgers some trophy with a pile of money and a little TV on it, since that's where they're getting all of their money and spending it on everybody else's big stars.
The World Series is going to be really hard to top, Jeff. The Blue Jays and the Mariners. What a series. Oh, my God. You got Raleigh, the big dumper, hitting that ball out of the ballpark. You got Guerrero. Then you got George Springer. You got these guys that are stepping up when the time has to be stepped up.
You know,
I mean, it was a great series. It really was.
It was sad to see Seattle, you know, be beaten. Oh, I'm very happy for the Toronto Blue Jays, but, you know, Julio Rodriguez, who was their young stud for so many years as a rookie, he just came out of the gate as a stud. And he's been there the whole time and they've developed a team around him. And now he's sort of the cagey old vet in the locker room. They bring in a couple guys to shore up that offense and pitching staff. And what a great story up in Seattle. But unfortunately for them, the Toronto Blue Jays have followed the same roadmap and their young stars are now coming to the fore. And they bring in George Springer, who was known to be a locker room guy. And they bring in Max Scherzer, who, when healthy, is one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. And hats off to the Toronto Blue Jays. And I honestly, what a white and blue World Series, by the way, Eddie.
Oh, I love it. I just hated Seattle to lose it. And, you know, I'm not a Dodger fan, but I'm a fan of baseball. And when you look at the Dodgers, that's the best team money can buy. You know, I've been a Yankees fan forever. So I'm not opposed to somebody like a George Steinbrenner going buying a team. Well, if you can go buy a team, buy your team. Because it's all about, at the end of the day, did I win or did I lose?
Well,
and it's so what you spend the damn money. You make it back three times, well, or you wouldn't be able to spend it.
Being a Yankee fan, you should know that,
yeah,
it doesn't
that
work.
Team.
No, it doesn't work. Buying teams doesn't work. It never has. When did it work?
Yeah, it worked. Well, from 1977 on pretty much, you know. I mean, Steinbrenner, hey, long as Steinbrenner owned that team, they won.
No, that's not true. During the 80s, they were bringing in guys and they were horrible. And until 1996, they didn't win a World Series since those 70s
teams. Hey,
forget
about the Yankees. Let's talk about the Dodgers and
No. I wanted to have this conversation because before the show, you were telling me that it would be so awesome if Cal Raleigh wasn't playing in Seattle and he would go to New York. So I want to have this discussion.
Yeah, he'd be a smarter guy. Hey, if he could go to that short porch in Yankee Stadium and be a catcher for the New York Yankees, are you nuts? You know how much money that dumper would make by accident on Madison Avenue?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he would make it until September.
Who the hell wants to go to that woke Seattle, and and play up there? Nobody can get to you. I mean, the plane ride is it's quicker to go to Japan than it is to Seattle.
Yeah. Well, I just want to bring the light to you because I have been paying attention. In 1996,
and everybody can see.
Jorge Posada, Mariano Rivera, Derek Jeter, they built a team, and then they brought in guys to supplement the team that they built, and they won World Series.
I think you just named, right? Hall of Famers?
Yes, all Hall of Famers that they drafted and developed.
Yeah, that's all I need to hear. Yankee Hall of Famers.
I know that they drafted and developed. They didn't buy those teams in the 90s that won the World Series. When they started trying to buy again,
Steinbrenner paid them he paid them big money to stay there.
That's what I'm saying, though. He developed a team. He didn't buy a team. That's the problem that I have with the Dodgers right now, is that they bought everybody else's star and they've built themselves a monster. And I hate the fact that it's working. And the reason why I think it's working.
Don't hate. You can't hate people that win. You got to say, hey, my hat's off to the Dodgers. Even though I don't like L.A. Dodgers, I just never have. But my hat's off to them.
My hat is not off to them.
I can't hate anybody that wins because I'm all about winning. So, I don't give a damn how you win. You just win.
So what?
And, if they're going to give you $80 million, take the money and say, thank you very much.
I personally don't like it. I look at this as...
When FanDuel comes and gives us $85 million for a five-year deal, you're going to say, Eddie, please don't take that. You know, I want us to work very hard just to, you know, hell, we've already worked hard, Jeff.
No,
I mean, hell,
Eddie, already. Let me kick it back to you. What about when ESPN calls me and I leave mouthing off for the big money to go to ESPN? And I now am an ESPN guy. I like being the mouthing off guy. I want to win a championship
with
mouthing off.
With me than you. Hey, you'll make more money with Eddie Mansfield than you will ESPN. We already tried Aspen.
I'll definitely myself a lot more doing this than I would doing that. Can you imagine?
We milked that cow to death, Jeff, and you know we did. And so now we're going to go to FanDuel and get a bunch of money, like $85 million for 5 years. And that's what we're talking. You got to look at things like a free agent. You know, them Dodgers pay them guys. Look at what Shohei did. I've never seen in my life a guy hit three home runs, like tape measure home runs, you know, not just a pop out, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, tape measure and strike out 10 guys.
I'm sure the fans of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are loving watching their star win World Series with the Dodgers. I'm sure they are absolutely thrilled about it.
They just need to close that team up.
I kind of agree with you. They've had a bad stretch of luck.
Suck. They have let some of the greatest ball players go through there and just say, hey, okay, see you later. And it's like, how could you be the owner of that damn team and look over and say, that guy, Shohei, used to play for me. And I just let him walk out the door.
Am I wrong?
I mean, how can you do that?
Well, the reality of it is the reason they did that is because the Dodgers rolled out an amount of money that the Anaheim Angels were not going to be able to pay.
Well, I'd have made sure I got it.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't have left me.
I agree
the
with
guy's
you.
The guy's too valuable.
There is something to be said about the ownership of your team spending money as opposed to trying to make a bunch of money. I feel like if you own a professional sports franchise, you should be happy breaking even and winning championships, not trying to milk the fans of that team for hundreds of millions of dollars. I watched the Montreal Expos documentary the other day, and when I was done, I went and looked at the revenues that were made by each franchise because I was thinking to myself, how could these guys not be making money? And it turns out that there are, every team makes money. Obviously, the Dodgers and the Yankees make the most. They make almost double, some of them.
Yeah, because of the one and two markets.
Well, okay, yeah. Cool. But anyway, the Yankees are, I believe, like number 12 when it comes to revenue versus spending. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that they didn't pay Juan Soto. But the... there are a lot of teams on there that are making $400 million a year in revenue and only spending, you know, $100 million on salary. And I'll give it to the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the number one team when it comes to spending what they're making on their players. So I guess they're just doing it right. They're not losing money. They're just not making that much.
Because, you know, their franchise is worth so much money. I mean, it's phenomenal. I mean, you look at the Dallas Cowboys in football. Jerry Jones knows how to run a pro football team. I mean, look, he hadn't won crap in 29 years. And he's still, the Dallas Cowboys were $20 billion.
Yeah, he's done it right. He spends on players and he's never there. They're never saying, oh, Jerry, you need to go out and get free agents. He's always spending money. He's not all about making money in Dallas. He's a good owner. We've got to talk about the WWE real quick. Seth Rollins has shoulder surgery and he's stripped of the title.
Just like Liv Morgan. See, you got a guy and a girl go out with a shoulder surgery. And we used to have a lot of that in wrestling with shoulders. Because when you're flying off them top ropes and all those bumps you take, you land wrong, and all it takes is just one little wrong deal. Look at Mike Evans. Went out with he's got the same thing with the Tampa Bay Bucks. But when you they stripped Seth Rollins of his title, which you can't blame. I mean, you can't be a world champion if you can't defend it.
Yeah.
And so they did. And then I hope that AJ Styles wins that vacant world title, because AJ Styles is the guy. He's a phenom, and he's the best worker in the WWE. I'm just telling you.
Well, we'll find out.
I think
on,
he ought to win it on Saturday night's main event on November 1.
All right, Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed.
Boy, that's a hell of a tag team right there.
Yeah,
they should be world tag team champions, and they need to move on from the Usos. They need to bring somebody else in. You know, that their gimmicks is old crap. You know, you worn it out. I'm yeeked to death. You know, you can yeek yourself on out to San Francisco and sit by the dock of the bay and listen to a little Otis Redding, you know, and get your mind right and just ease, take it on down the highway.
You know, we've discussed the fact that the Usos' problem is that their gimmick was cool, but their wrestling isn't.
Right. Oh, your team down south in the great state of Florida by the name of Miami Dolphins. Who's their head coach?
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, that little peep squeak. Let me tell you, they need to fire that little joker so quick and take that Tua, that bogus Hawaiian-looking dude, right on out the door with him. He's a bogus quarterback. And, you know, only reason he got in the NFL because Saban got him in there. That's why, because he was hurt in Alabama, and he's been hurt with Miami. And now he goes on television and tells them he's like the first coming of you know who. I don't know. And so he don't know, because he knows he's got all the answers, but he don't play like that, does he?
No. Hey, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield, and we need you to go check out our website, mouthingoffentertainment.com.
Yes, and we are the most entertaining two dudes you ever met in your whole wide world life. And so let me tell you this. Miami Dolphins, they need to hire a real coach. Get rid of the old goofy-looking guy. That stuff don't work down in Miami with that kind of little old woke-looking dude. What you got to do is hire a guy like a John Gruden. Bellies up to the bar and tell you what they need. He's a quarterback whisperer. And you got a good quarterback sitting on the bench, Quinn Ewers.
Well, they put him in over the weekend, and he did not look really good in his debut. So I'm excited to see what Quinn Ewers can do. You know, I've said it so many times before, I do not want them to move on from Mike McDaniel already, because I think that he has...
Oh, come on, please.
Well, you've seen it so many times,
what,
man.
What have you done for Miami lately?
Dude,
he hasn't done squat for Miami.
Are we going to be talking about how somebody needs to hire Mike McDaniel when they move on from them because he's the big name on the board? Because Tennessee moved on from Mike Vrabel, who had done nothing for them, and now he's the coach in New England, and he looks good. That's what I don't think the Miami Dolphins want to happen.
On them Tennessee Titans.
Give your kids chances to grow into a good coach.
He's already had chances. He's killed the whole organization.
He has not, man. His whole tenure has been under the scrutiny of having to start Tua Tagovailoa. He has not had a chance to be a coach without that quarterback. I don't think...
If you were a real head coach like a John Gruden or a Parcells, they would just say, I'm not starting this idiot. I'm going to start who I can think I can win with.
I think that the difference between Mike McDaniel and the guys that you just mentioned is that they were, when they got the jobs that we know them for, they knew how to get that kind of control where they were either the vice president of football operations and the head coach or the GM and the head coach, and they were allowed to make those kind of decisions. Mike McDaniel's not in that position, so he still has to listen to his GM and VP of player personnel.
I feel
personnel.
Like I need to send Rhea Ripley down to Miami and teach your boy to learn how to be a grown man. And I think Rhea could slap that up upside his head and teach him to be a grown man in Miami. But to me, fire him.
All right, we're out of time, Eddie. Tell him goodbye.
For Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover. See you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.